WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, welcome to the morning show. Good morning, good morning. I'm your host, Summer Scroggins, and I am alone today. That's all right. So, this week is the week before Thanksgiving, and it has just been going so incredibly slow. And I have no clue what's going on, but everything just feels so slow. I hope that's not the same for y'all, but I'm just ready for Thanksgiving to start. I'm so ready for next week, honestly. It's going to be fantastic, you know? Anyway, we're going to go to the weather, and today it is it's supposed to be sunny. Well, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy for some of the day, and the high looks like it's 51. So, keeping in theme with the rest of the week, right now it's 31 and it feels like 31 degrees. So, that's not great. Well, next up is Knee Socks from Arctic Monkeys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the morning show on WVUA-FM 90.7, The Capstone. I am accompanied by my lovely co-host,
Summer Scroggins.
It's a little chilly outside today, a little frosty. I know I'm bundled up. I absolutely hate it. I don't like teeth chattering, and I'm wearing like six layers too, and my teeth are still chattering walking around. My nose all red. I look like the kid from the tissue commercials, the Kleenex commercials.
The puffs.
Or the puffs, yeah.
Yeah.
I look like that kid. It's terrible.
I cannot stand cold weather. My name is Summer for a reason. I don't do well in cold. Me and my mom, because I get it from my mom, always say that we could be cold on the sun.
Yeah.
That's how cold-natured we are.
Well, man, I go home tomorrow. Thank God. 81 degrees in my hometown right now.
I wish. It's cold in my hometown, and I go home tomorrow as well, but, like, I've got to work tonight at, I've got to work the volleyball game, I think.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, but I could be, like, bundled up all nice and warm in my bed during that instead.
True, true.
Not complaining, because I need the hours, but.
Yeah, oh, man, I need to sleep. I need to be in my warm bed. I need some hot cocoa. I don't know. I need something going on.
Oh, no. I work basketball tonight.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a basketball game tonight. I might go to that.
Do it. If you go, you'll see my work because I'm doing the camera for the big screen.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I went last week.
Yeah.
And that was a good game.
Yeah.
But
basketball is always fun to watch.
That game was pretty cool against Liberty. It wasn't televised or anything, but it was still really good.
Yeah. Highly recommend, just if you have nothing better to do.
No, go to a basketball game for sure. They're really fun. That's
yeah.
Cool.
You never know what's going to happen either.
No, and the student section's the best. Like, they got chants and they got, like, a bunch of different stuff going on.
Yeah. No, last year I was working a basketball game and, like, I wasn't in venue, I was in the control room in Bryant-Denny, right?
Right.
So, it was a women's basketball game, and when you're in, like, in Bryant-Denny, you have to watch, like, the screens and stuff, and you've got to hear, like, the producer, like, camera one, take one, go, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we're in there, I'm doing, like, clips, I'm, like, shadowing for clips.
Right, right.
And I'm kind of looking down because I'm not really doing anything, and I'm kind of watching the girl do clips, whatever. I hear, oh my God, change the camera, change the camera. I'm like, what is going on? Some girl, she asked for a timeout and then immediately vomited onto the floor of Coleman Coliseum.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was on the other team, though, so. and they didn't give her the timeout.
That is so nasty.
Obviously, they had to take a timeout to, like, clean up, but they didn't, like, officially give her the timeout.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
It was so funny because everybody in the control room was like, oh my God. Ah, like, it was so funny.
That is so bad. I went, what did I do this week? Oh, Monday. Yeah, Monday I went to Turnstile in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what Turnstile is, they're like a neo-punk band.
Nice.
And they're pretty popular. And whoa. That concert is like next level. Like, there's no escaping the mosh. Like, the whole concert is the mosh pit.
Oh.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, like, I have like scratches and like cuts
Jesus Christ, bruises
all over my body right now. But hey, they put on a good show. They're all about like being yourself and like, you know, doing what you want to do with your life and all that. And, you know, it was cool. It was a good venue. The venue, it was at the Roxy.
Yeah.
In the Battery by, like, the Braves Stadium. And, I don't know, the venue was really cool. The venue was really nice. Kind of reminded me of, like, House of Blues Orlando a little bit. It was just a little more roomy.
Yeah.
Like, the venue was just different. But what was cool is the lead singer of Turnstile, like, he would stop in between, like, every two songs and just make sure everyone's still alive, which
nice.
Was really funny. He'd just be like, hey.
That's more than some artists can
everyone
say.
Everyone all right? Y'all need a breather? Like, they were giving us breath breaks.
I mean, that's more than some artists can say.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at, like, those big ones that...
Yeah, just let people die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, it was all about love out there. It was pretty cool. It was
nice.
A good time. I went with my roommate and his dad, actually. We went with his dad. His dad was pretty cool, man. He bought us dinner and stuff, and he didn't even, like, he just hung out off to the side the entire time. His dad's, like, a huge Turnstile fan and just hung out
nice.
On the side. He was like, I'm not getting involved in all that.
No, me and my roommate are thinking, not, like, just me and my roommate. Me and my roommate and my friend, right? We're all thinking about going to New York after finals week.
Ooh.
This was, like, a very last-minute plan. They, like...
Where in New York? You, like, you're going to the city?
Yeah.
Oh, what? How are you getting there?
Flying. We're just...
Damn, you got money for a plane ticket like that?
It's... We've been looking and stuff, and, like,
oh,
you
okay,
can get them
right.
for, like, $100-ish.
100?
Yeah. It's going to be, like, $600 a person. It's, like, three of us. And I was... They planned all this while I was asleep. And then my roommate decided last night, like, you know what? I'm going to tell her. And so he told me that, like, him and our friend had told, like, had made a plan, like, right after I went to sleep the night before to go to New York. It was, like, a last-minute thing. I was like, and y'all didn't wake me up to tell me, include me in this? And they're like, you were asleep. I'm like, I don't care. If you're making plans like this, wake me up, you know? How rude of you not to wake me up. First of all.
So they were planning a whole trip.
Without me.
Without you.
I'm kind of offended. I'm not even going to lie.
You think they secretly didn't want you to go?
No. He wouldn't have told me if he didn't want me to go. That's how he is.
Oh, yeah. I love friends like that. They're the best.
Yeah.
They just give it to you straight.
Yeah. I tell them all the time, like, hey, don't beat around the bush. Just tell me.
Yeah. Just be straight up.
Like, I don't do well with the whole, like, dancing around the issue. If you've got a problem, just say it.
I hate that so much. And there's a way to, like, lay it down without being, like, negative about it. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Just be like, hey, I don't like that you did this thing.
Facts.
How do we fix it? Don't do this thing again.
Don't show up. I don't want you there.
Yeah, for real.
Very simple. All right, guys. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. That was Surrender by Cheap Trick. Absolute classic.
It's so good.
We got some over here. She's going to hit us with a little C-Dubs article. Shout out C-Dubs. They work hard to print out this paper that you guys need to read.
Yeah.
You guys need to get on that for real.
The Crimson White's honestly, like, a really good news source for campus news.
Pretty good. Even the opinion articles, actually, like, I grabbed a paper yesterday, and even the opinion articles be hitting different.
Yeah.
There's something about them. They just, like...
They slap.
They're good. They have good topics, you know? It's not... Y'all think that it's a newspaper and it's going to be boring, but, like, for real, like...
If you want to know what's going on campus...
No, it's definitely the thing that you need to look at, too.
Yeah.
And, like, check out their website, too, because not only do they just, like, print out stuff, they also post different news going on around campus on their website, so
yeah,
check them out.
TheCrimsonWhite.com. Honestly, just look up The Crimson White, you'll find it.
Yeah.
So, according to The Crimson White, foreign language, literature, and history requirements are on the chopping block in the new core curriculum.
Yeah.
So, starting in fall 2025, students entering the University of Alabama can complete their general education requirements without taking a history or literature class. Foreign languages will only be required if students did not complete a foreign language in high school.
That's cheeks.
I know.
That's cheeks. I don't like that at all.
Why not?
Oh, because they're like, oh, you need to take history 101, you need to do this, you need to do that, blah, 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 blah. And they're all up my butt for it, and now they're not making it a requirement. Whoop-de-doo, man. They did the same thing to me in high school, man. Let me tell you how this is. They did the same thing to me in high school. We had a required course at my high school called leadership. So boring. I love my teacher. Shout out Mrs. Wyckoff.
Was that like a required class?
It's literally a required class, and it's called leadership. You learn how to like speak in public. You learn how to talk on the phone correctly. You learn, like, all these different things. It's basically like a class so you, like, become a functioning member of society without it being socially awkward. Because, I mean, like, to be honest, we grow up in a socially awkward world now because everyone's on their phones. So it's basically that. Excuse me. So that's basically what the that's basically what that class is, right?
Yeah.
They got rid of it my, like, junior year of high school, I think.
God.
And it was it's a requirement to graduate from my school. No,
yeah.
They got rid of it. They were just like, nah, peace. We ain't need that anymore. And poor Miss Wyckoff, she don't have a job anymore. She's like the gifted teacher now. So she makes the same amount of money, but she only has to show up, like, once a month.
Honestly, I wouldn't complain about that.
I don't think she's complaining either. Every time I see her, she's in a good mood. So
yeah, I mean, I would be too if I only had to work once a month and still get paid.
She hated my class. You know what was funny about that? Is for that class, you have to do like really weird projects, right? Do you know what Project Citizen is? Have you ever heard of Project Citizen?
No, I don't.
Oh my garbage. Absolute horrendous. It's like basically it's like you have to make like 100 slide PowerPoint. I'm like, how you can change something in society.
Jesus Christ.
Right? So me and my project was on me and like my friends, like our group, like our project was on juuling, like vaping in young teenagers.
Yeah.
It was called Juul Not Cool. And basically it was like talking about how like Juul advertises to, you know, young kids, like, appealing, like, the aesthetic way, like, their Instagram. We even went into, like, the different flavors and all that. Anyways, it's 100 slides. I'm not going to sit here and give you the presentation.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how it was, right? Well, Miss Wyckoff is laughing at us the entire time because she has caught us juuling in her class I don't know how many times. And we did a whole PowerPoint on Juul Not Cool. And we're talking about, we're sitting up there, we're like, oh, vaping is so bad. And Miss Wyckoff is like looking at us. She's like, I hate you guys. But hey, we got the A. It doesn't matter. But
I think, though, honestly, I would rather do that than what my anatomy teacher made me do in junior year of high school.
Yeah.
She made us build a 5-foot-tall anatomically correct skeleton.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And like you couldn't buy like a kit. If you bought a kit.
I would spit on her shoe.
No, everybody booed her at the pep rally that year.
Booed her.
Yeah. They. Anyway, I'll tell you that story later. But she made us build a 5-foot-tall anatomically correct skeleton. And if you bought like a kit for it, she failed you on the assignment. And it was a huge portion of your grade. So you had to build it out of things that you just found around the house.
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't know how much I'm going to, like, how much of whatever I'm going to use I'm going to need. And, like, thank God we could work in partners.
Yeah.
So me and my partner went to Dollar General and bought like 15 packs of tinfoil.
Oh, my, okay. Oh, my word. Tinfoil?
Tinfoil, yeah. Like,
all right. Pop off.
Because that's what we're going to use to build the skeleton. Because it's real malleable and easy to work with.
Yeah, but then... all right, continue. Keep going, keep going.
It worked really good.
Really?
It did.
Oh, okay.
So we, of course, we push it off until like the weekend before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So we do it like the Friday or Saturday. Like he just comes over to my house and we just build this, and like we base it off of me, and I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
So we build this 5'6" skeleton. Apparently... And we got a B on it.
Oh.
And I'm still mad about it to this day. Ooh. Because we messed up how many ribs there were. Do you know how hard it is, first of all, to build a rib out of tinfoil?
Yeah, I don't know why you picked tinfoil. I was just about to say, why didn't you just, like, cut some pieces of wood?
I don't have, like, a woodworking shop at my house.
You don't? Your dad doesn't have, like, a saw in the garage?
No. We don't have a garage.
Oh. In the basement?
We don't have a basement either.
Dang. In the attic?
No.
Probably. You have.
Yeah, I do have that. We have Christmas decorations up there. And a lot of them.
I don't have a basement either. So, I mean, I can't have a basement.
Yeah.
Because it's Florida. But
I live in Alabama. We don't need a basement. I mean, probably do.
Bam.
Yeah. But we don't have
basements out here. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Like... We have a shed, but, like, it's mainly, like, pool supplies and stuff.
Oh, you have a pool?
Yeah.
Dang. I didn't know you balling like that. Little pool. No. No pool party at Summer's Creek, you know?
God, no.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because my parents would kill me.
Nah, they'd be out of town.
No.
Wait for them to go out of town.
Little they don't leave the house.
Hey, by the way, if y'all want to have a pool party, there's a pool party at Summer's house. It's coming up.
No, it's not.
Probably next weekend. So,
God, no.
Feel free to just pop in whenever. Get the information. Come uninvited. It's totally chill.
No, don't do that. We have cameras.
We have cameras.
Yeah, we do.
So wear a mask.
Yeah.
Wear a mask and you'll be all right.
See, the thing is, we didn't build that pool because, like, we just kind of moved into the house, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, the owners, like, they were friends with my parents in high school.
Okay.
So they were moving to, like, their parents' house, and their parents were moving to, like, the beach, and they lived on the lake.
Right.
So we got a pool, they got a lake, and the parents got a beach.
Hey, it all works out. Everyone wins.
Exactly. And they left, like, a ton of stuff. Like, it was a pretty good place.
Right on. Right on. But, not bad at all.
I know, but we used... That skeleton was literally the bane of my existence.
Yeah, no. That sounds really boring.
It was
That
awful.
Sounds so boring, in fact, that I don't even think I would have done it. I think I would have just been like, yeah, give me the F.
No, it was worth too many points. And, like, you had to label every single bone, too. And there's 200-something bones in the human body.
So 256?
I have no clue,
something
bud.
Like that.
But you had to,
someone's
like...
Someone's listening right now. They're like, nah, bro. That
they're like... They're screaming in their
they're
car,
like, nah,
there's 200, whatever!
Yeah. They'd be like, nah, bro. That ain't... I think it's 206.
I think it's 206 as well. But, like, not only did we have to, like, build the skeleton, but you had to, like... We got toothpicks and, like, small little pieces of paper and wrote all the bones and their names on it and, like, stuck it into it.
Did it, like, stand up on its own? Or?
God, no.
Did you guys have to, like, hang it?
We hung it.
That's dark, man.
You asked! We, like, dark. Put a little hook, like, in the skull.
Yeah.
And we spray painted it white so it wasn't shiny. And I got, like, a B on it just because of the ribs. I'm like, Miss Miles, I hate you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a chemistry teacher like that, for real.
No, but, like...
Terrible. She hated my guts.
She was... universally hated, pretty much, because she won, like, an award for, like, at one of the pep rallies. It's like best decoration for your door during, like, Spirit Week or whatever. So she got called out during a pep rally, and she like walked out all happy, and the entire student body, I kid you not, the entire student body of 400 something, no, it was more than that because that was my graduating class. 420 kids was my graduating class. Yeah. So like 1,000 kids, give or take, booed her.
Yeah.
Out of the
Did she start
gym.
Crying?
Yeah. Okay. She left the gym crying. I felt so bad for her, but at the same time, she kind of deserved it.
Why? Who cares? Kids are mean.
Kids are mean.
High school kids are mean.
If you didn't want to be booed, you shouldn't have made us build a 5-foot-tall anatomically correct skeleton. Not only that, but she made us do like a stop-motion animation.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Of how your joints move.
That's ridiculous.
So you had to do a stop motion animation, not just of how your joints move. You had to label it, right?
How are you supposed to do that? Like, how do you?
She gave us an app and told us to go nuts. And so me and my group, it was me, the dude from the anatomically correct skeleton project, and then this other dude. Like, we all went over to my house again weekend before, and we did the Hannah Montana, like, hoedown throwdown.
Oh, okay.
They just took pictures of me, and then the other dude just held up a sign that was like, this is what this is. This is how this joint moves.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, I would have never done that ever. I would have also been like, yes, give me the F.
Yeah. I
would have gladly failed that class.
It was god awful. But anyway, C-dubs.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out C-dubs.
Shout out C-dubs.
Read that article, because it's actually really interesting. But they don't say whether or not upperclassmen that are, like, currently enrolled still have to take those classes.
Get grandfathered in. No, yeah. I think we still have to take them.
Which would suck, because, like, I really don't want to take literature.
You really think they're just going to give that to us?
They're not. Yeah, but, like, I really just don't want to take literature. I'm going to be honest.
I don't want to take this. Dang it.
Right?
All right, guys. I'm about to throw a temper tantrum. We be back.
Yeah.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, like the brothers in the club, they do like the weird, yeah, whatever.
The air horns.
Totally true. Anyways, so we got a little music history for you today, a little celebrate the day. On this day in music, in 1993, Nirvana recorded their MTV Unplugged special at Sony Studios, New York. And they really changed the game for their MTV Unplugged. And this is, like, for example, like, everybody that was going on MTV Unplugged at the time, like Pearl Jam, like Alice in Chains, like all that stuff, they were just playing, like, their most popular stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what everybody wanted to hear. They wanted to hear their most popular stuff unplugged, acoustic. Nirvana did not do that. Nirvana played their least liked, like, most unpopular songs.
Interesting.
But now they're popular because of it.
Yeah.
So they, like, completely switched up the game for Unplugged.
That's super cool, though.
It is really uncool. Really cool.
Really uncool.
Really uncool. No, it is.
You heard
really
it
cool.
Here first. Luke doesn't think Nirvana's cool.
I literally have a Nirvana poster in my room. But, like,
guys, please.
Guys, please. I swear.
I'm a Nirvana fan.
I'm a Nirvana fan. My grandmother was, like, obsessed with Kurt Cobain. Like, she had, like, portraits of him in her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loved Kurt Cobain. I love Kurt Cobain, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah?
That man, he's a good artist. He did a lot of stuff.
It's a shame he had to join the 27 Club.
It is a shame. But, you know, he was killed. So
yeah.
It's all right.
Do you want to join the 27 Club?
You know, now that you're asking, I think I need to stay away from you.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's this girl right here, officer. It's this one right here. But no, like MTV
Unplugged. I definitely was there when Kurt Cobain died. I saw it with my own eyes. You can feel it, officer. The TV's still warm.
You're about to piss off a lot of people. They're going to be like, oh my God, you can't say that.
To reference a John Mulaney skit, I was not there when it happened. You can feel the TV. It's still warm.
It's still warm.
Oh my God, you can't say that.
That's like my favorite thing. People say, you can't say that. I can do what I want.
Freedom of speech, not freedom of consequences.
Yeah, yep. See, facts. And I live by that.
Exactly.
Speak before you think.
Exactly.
People don't understand that.
You can say whatever you want.
Look at DT. Look at what Donald Trump did.
Yeah.
And everybody, like praised him for it. And now he's like, yeah, boom. That's the guy. Biden's doing the same thing. But he's, like, low-key getting media for it because, like, what he says is...
It's kind of funny sometimes.
It's so funny. I can't even...
Yeah. Did you hear that Donald Trump, like, held hostage an entire, like, however many, whenever he was making his presidential announcement that was supposed to be, like, 20 minutes, ended up being, like, an hour long? And, like, he wouldn't let people leave.
Yeah, apparently he ranted. He, like, went on a ramble or something.
He wouldn't let people leave.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious. Politicians are so funny, man. Politicians make me laugh. They do, like, really dumb stuff, too, and they expect us not to laugh. Well, like, I mean, it's probably, like, we wouldn't see them do all this dumb stuff if they weren't under such a microscope all the time. You know what I mean?
Like, it's... Like, politicians have always been dumb. But, like, now that we're in the age of, like, technology and stuff, and, like, we're... Literally everyone has a camera in their back pocket that can video, like, really good quality video.
Yeah.
You're, like, under a microscope no matter what you do, especially if you're in the public eye like a politician.
For sure. It's crazy. I could never do that. I could never do that for real.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's why I want to be behind the camera.
Number one, you got to study law. You got to go. It's just, it's ridiculous.
I never want to be, like, in front of the camera at all. Like,
I'm fine being in front of a camera, but, like.
Being famous is, like, one of my biggest fears. I hate that so much.
Being famous is, like, I don't, like. I don't necessarily, like, want to be famous, like, in a way where it's, like, oh my God, I want to be famous. Like, I'm a little girl or something. It's more of, like, I think I could handle it. Because I feel like if I was famous for something, it wouldn't really be that big of a thing to be like...
Yeah.
You know, I want to be famous like Mac DeMarco is famous.
Yeah.
You know how, like, he's low-key famous?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, he could go out grocery shopping and, like, nobody would really care. But he still makes millions of dollars, but he could still just, like, walk into the room, be like, hey, guys, I'm Mac DeMarco. That was actually a really good impression of him. But, like, hey, guys, I'm Mac DeMarco. Like, that's, like, if I was famous, I'd like to be famous like that. Because you're not noticed. You're very little known. And then every now and then, like, somebody goes, oh, my God.
You're Mac DeMarco?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're him.
Yeah.
You're Luke. And then you'd just be like, yeah, man. And then, like, that probably happens maybe, like, twice a week. And that just makes your day, too, probably. So, like,
I mean, I get that. I think I could be famous in that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, like, the idea of, like, being, like...
You still got to be on TV, though.
Yeah. The idea of being, like, Tom Holland-level famous terrifies me to my core because I cannot handle that.
Well, I really think there's different levels of fame. Like, you got Tom Holland famous, and then, like... I like to shut down really famous actors with other actors who would, like, has handled the fame way better.
Yeah.
Like, think Tom Holland, right?
Yeah.
Handling his fame, right?
For now, at least.
For now. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
Humble guy.
And then you got, like, James Franco.
Yeah.
Think of the difference, too. Like, James Franco is, like, so, like...
But you also got to think about, like, the Chris Pratt pipeline. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Chris Pratt started out as, like, one of the internet's biggest, like, it guys. He was so cool.
I'm going to be totally honest. He's, like, the least celebrity person I think I've ever, like, seen on TV. Like,
yeah.
He's a great actor. Like I'm not, like, dissing his acting skills or anything.
I loved him on Parks and Rec.
The way he acts, like, outside of acting is, like, the most normal stuff I've seen. Because you got all these people in Hollywood doing, like, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And, like...
Chris Pratt, he was, like, one of the internet's, favorite people for a very long time because of Parks and Rec or Jurassic World.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
All that stuff. And then, like, he got, like, what was it, like, divorced and then immediately got another girl pregnant.
What? I didn't know about
that. Yeah, and, like, married another woman.
Whoa.
As soon as, like, after he got divorced.
That's wild.
And, like, he posted something on his Instagram that was, like, I'm so happy for this beautiful baby or whatever, like, after the baby was born.
You're kidding.
And, like, after, and, like, I saw that on Instagram and stuff, and, like, people were slamming him for it because his previous wife had a baby that was, like, somehow disabled. I don't know what was wrong with it, but it was like it had some kind of disability, and he never posted anything like that about his old baby.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
so
maybe he just,
he's kind of fallen off a little bit, and then he like started posting like Christian
rants.
Right?
Here's the thing, right? Just because somebody thinks that he should be doing something doesn't mean he has to or it's wrong.
Like, no, no, yeah,
like
absolutely.
Maybe he wants to protect his disabled child.
Yeah.
But he knows that eventually his child now will be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Or he's just a piece of garbage and I'm just trying to justify his actions. But,
yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
We don't know. We're not him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not like him.
This is why I'm not him. But I'm just saying, like, that's that, like, you can't sit, we can't sit there and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying what people were doing.
No, no,
I'm like,
yeah, I know, I know. But it's like, you know,
they were slamming him because of it.
Well, it was so like that Adam Levine thing.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Adam Levine? He like slid in that girl's DMs.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was Adam Levine, and then everybody was like, it was like, girl, that body rocking, or something like that. He slid in her DM, and then everybody was making memes about it.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was like, that was like a top tier, that was a top gamer moment right there.
Yeah. Like, but like, apparently that's a thing that happens to a lot of celebrities. Like, they get really popular online or something, and then they do something, and the internet just trashes them.
Do you think, like, some of these, like in the back of their mind, willingly do this crap because they know it's going to get them more famous?
I mean, I wouldn't.
I feel like,
I feel like it's happened to a few of them.
I feel like that's something I would do. Like, my manager's like, yo, stir up some trouble on Twitter. I'll be like, all right, bet.
I got this.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Like, he'll be like, yo, dude, say some, like,
he's just going to say, like, women don't deserve rights or something.
Yeah. Say some, like, I don't know, man. Say some pretty sleazy stuff right now.
Yeah.
Like, how sleazy? Like, dirtbag. Got you. Next thing you know, oh my God, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But sales go up, baby.
Sales
go
up.
Because you're reaching a certain demographic of people who are that sleazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it's definitely happened a few times, but I feel like some of it's just, like, like actual sleaziness.
Because,
like, when you keep it up...
With that, like, Kanye stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to get into that because I don't even listen to Kanye. I don't even know enough about Kanye to even be like, nah, like, to sit here, like... And I know there's people listening right now that are like, nah, Kanye didn't do anything. Kanye's the man. That's what Kanye fans sound like to me. If you're a Kanye fan and you come up to me and you think you're like being like, hey, man, you want to listen to some Kanye? Instantly your voice changes and you look different to me.
You look like a little goblin.
I know. And one of my best friends, Ethan, Kanye fan. I can't handle it. I can't handle him.
No.
Because he's like, yeah, I would listen to that. Yay. And I'm like, no, we're not listening to Ye. I told you, that's what they sound like to me. That's what y'all sound like to me. Because, like, y'all think that Kanye be hitting all the time. And, yeah, he's wrote some good music. But, like, you can't sit here and defend this man who's, like, blowing up his career on Twitter right now.
Yeah, for no reason other than...
No, no reason. He just felt like it. He was just like, yeah, sure, man.
He's like, I'm off the meds.
Lost his shoe. I'm off the... This is the real me. I'm off the meds.
And then Pete Davidson, like, take him. Take him.
I love Pete Davidson. I actually have a picture on my phone of Pete Davidson.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.